Songwriters find inspiration in different and sometimes unusual places. Renee Moffitt, a Washington, D.C. singer and songwriter, found it on the bus he travels to work on every day.
And all alone, my baby calls, she's waited for too long. But at the moment I start talking, here comes that 42, the one that brings me back to you.
That 42 is Route 42, a bus route that runs through the nation's capital and the title of Renee Moffitt's song.
At first I was like, you know, why do I want to write a song about a bus? But at the same time, I thought, well, you know, a lot of people ride this bus and a lot of people have to ride and take public transportation in the city. So I kind of thought that people might be receptive.
In the song, Moffitt shares feelings many bus riders can relate to.
It's very convenient when it's right there on time and waiting for you. And the times where you miss the bus or you miss the connection or miss the transfer, it's very inconvenient.
One bus, two bus, three bus, four, can't seem to find those open doors. At this rate, how am I gonna get anywhere?
The song starts off with Moffitt leaving his office to spend the evening with a woman he's never met on a blind date. When the 42 bus finally comes, he gets a seat next to a woman who is chatting loudly on her cell phone.
The girl sitting next to me has got a graduate degree in technology, 'cause I swear to God she won't get off her phone.
It turns out she is his blind date.
My sanity is being tested constantly, but never stop requesting. Pull that cord, you might not make it home.
Moffitt says his song talks about some of the annoying things bus riders do.
Sometimes they're listening to music too loudly, other times they're talking on the phone extremely loudly. They might be having a conversation with a friend that you don't want to be a part of, or they might have too much stuff.
The Route 42 music video cuts between the dramatic storyline and images of Moffitt singing and playing guitar, and some recognizable D.C. landmarks like the Washington Monument and the U.S. Capitol.
We're coming up on old Sammy DuPont, playing the man with the plan, you know Pierre L'Enfant, 'cause that traffic circle's gonna haunt me too low.
The 42-year-old Texas native has lived here for 6 years. He says Washington, D.C. is really like a small town.
There's an energy that's there for sure. I like the idea of being able to walk places, being in public transportation. In Texas, I had to drive everywhere. And in the span of 6 years, I've met so many more people, I think, than I would have if I'd lived in a more sort of rural setting.
Moffitt's song can now be heard in many places along Route 42 and elsewhere around the city, including Fajol Brothers, a downtown food truck. As she serves chicken curry to a customer, Marianne McLaughlin says she likes having music to work by.
It brings another element to the truck and to the experience of what we're doing. The music is awesome. It's local and it's creative.
Fajol Brothers is one of the 25 Washington businesses that subscribe to Listen Local First, an initiative founded 6 months ago by Renee Moffitt and his friend Chris Naum.
We work with local businesses and local musicians to create opportunities for cross-promotion.
That helps local musicians find new venues, and it helps local businesses as well.
When you support a local artist gets to tell their friends and their families and their fans to say, hey, go to this business, because this business is playing my music.
How long do I wait before it's been too long?
Renee Moffitt says he's receiving positive feedback on Route 42. That makes him hopeful he'll achieve his dream in the near future, quitting his part-time job as a web designer and becoming a full-time singer and songwriter.
Here comes that 42, the one that brings me back to you.
For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.